And the saga continues on again with Behind the Beer WNC, a podcast where a bunch of guys get together. We banter about a number of different subjects and topics, but it's usually all about high school football. But you all know it can go off the rails at any time. This is for our entertainment. We hope you're entertained, but obviously there's other options if you're not. And we are knee-deep in football. It's good to be back at football. It's exciting to be back at the games Friday night. I enjoyed watching that Reynolds game, and then we had a large docket of college football with some big games. And then, of course, the debacle that is our fantasy football league, right? Ugh. Mike, did you sleep through fantasy football this week? What happened there?
I may have forgot to change my starting lineup, and basically I gave Derek a W.
Yeah, W Derek. Thankfully, it came down to the wire. I had a guy with a zero out there. Tank Dell didn't do anything for me, but Derrick Henry came in clutch for me Sunday night or Monday night.
Indeed.
Mm. Derrick Henry's a monster.
He is a monster.
He's an absolute monster.
My quarterback from the Washington Redskins, Commanders, was slightly injured. So as a result of that, Travis wiped the floor with me. So
for the first time ever, we have Lewis joining us by cell phone.
Yeah, Lewis is with us from a remote destination. He's on assignment.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Lewis. Are you learning anything?
Good. I'm learning that the beach is awesome. St. Augustine doesn't have good bourbon. And this hot tub I'm sitting in is amazing.
Nice. I hope you don't pass out mid podcast.
Or maybe we do hope he passes out. Yeah, it could be that. So what about it, guys? We had some football going on this weekend. I went to the Reynolds-North Buncombe game. Where'd you go, Mike?
I went to the Irwin-TC game.
Yeah?
Oh, what a good game. What a good game.
Derek, did you go somewhere?
Unfortunately, I did not. We've been kind of going back and forth between here and South Carolina while the water situation is what it is. So I didn't get a chance to see a football game Friday night, but listened to some on the radio, and that Irwin-TC game sounded pretty good on the radio. Mm.
Carson, good romantic movie for you this weekend?
Hallmark movie for sure. I wish that I was watching a Hallmark. I've got steroided up, not the steroids you guys would think, poison ivy steroids. So I worked in the yard. My brother spent fall break back in Asheville, so we had a big old bonfire and tried to burn up a bunch of stuff and put a little dent in some of the trees.
You're not supposed to wipe with the poison ivy.
Carson. No.
So where's the most remote place you have poison ivy?
Oh, my groin, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very remote.
Will you show Pat? Because he's a doctor.
I don't care to ever see that, and I'm not a doctor. So, Lewis, did you go to a football game this weekend?
I did not. I was traveling on Friday.
Indeed. Well, Mike, you said you had such an exciting game. Talk to us. What'd you see?
Oh, man. Irwin's offense, so much fun to watch. We'll get into it. But their offense is just quick pass, quick pass, quick pass, quick pass. And then when you jump the quick pass, they're going to beat you deep. And it's fun to watch. Their defense is Irwin's defense, but their offense is fantastic.
Wow.
Coach Pruitt's got to come on.
Did you enjoy seeing two actually good MAC teams?
Well, I did. It was a good game.
Good.
I love this this thing that Coach Pruitt and Mike have going on. I mean, everybody's kind of got their teams.
We're pals, man.
Mike's got
a bromance going.
He's wearing red right now. Mike is representing Irwin, and I'm here for it. I mean, we had a great interview with Coach Pruitt, and we've gotten a lot of interaction from them this year, so I'm glad that they're represented at the table.
What does my shirt actually say right here? Go ahead, read it.
It does say ACR.
ACR.
81.
That's true. AC Reynolds.
It actually stands for...
That's not what it means.
No, it stands for Anthony Campy Racing.
Or AC Reynolds.
No. Carson with his North Buncombe shirt on.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, he does.
I do.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And then Derek wearing the Alabama's on.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Not really, but okay. I can.
We don't have to.
You know, it is what it is. We're just not very good, and it sucks to lose. We haven't felt this feeling in a long time, but it sucks to not feel like you can win every single week when you come out onto the
Carson
field.
Carson and I are having a fantastic season watching our teams play. Although Carson already jumped ship to somebody else. So.
Yeah, I think he jumped to Tennessee.
Texas.
Oh, is he a Texas stan?
Yes. Yeah, you're a Texas fan, right? Because you're no longer a Carolina fan. That's what you said.
I think I said I was going back to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Go
yeah.
Dogs. Oh,
yeah. This is how convenient. Derek, is this not a typical Carolina guy?
This is a typical Carolina guy.
Whoever's winning is who they like.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, this is the fact that Derek is still wearing Alabama stuff. I mean, I think they – did you guys see the university announce the A stands for ASS? Since I got in trouble for cussing last time for my fellow podcasters, I cannot believe that Alabama is going to miss the 12-team playoff.
Wow.
I hate that for Derek. I really
do. You think
they're
going to miss a 12-team playoff?
They literally have to win every single game in convincing fashion.
Don't worry. The committee will find a way.
Well,
the committee will find a way.
Probably true.
Lewis, Florida State is not good.
Yeah. Lewis, you can – I know.
I think they forfeited the rest of the season.
1-5? Is that what they are now? 1-5?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. And you lost to Duke. First loss to Duke in history.
Florida State and Carolina would be such a good game, Lewis.
And State, we could have a three-way battle. They're just the three. We're all terrible.
Oh, man.
Florida State and Irwin would be a good game.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, when we were watching the games, the big games on Saturday night, you know, obviously it was starting to become apparent that Kentucky was going to get embarrassed by Florida and Texas was taking care of us. We turned on the Iowa State UCF game. That was a good game.
Great football game.
Wow.
Iowa State's gritty.
Man, they're gritty. They'll put the hat on you, man.
Does UCF beat BYU this weekend?
That's going to be a phenomenal football game, too.
It will. The line says that UCF wins. Brigham Young is favored by 1 point.
Yeah.
They are 6-0, traveling to UCF, who's 3-3.
I like the BYU's to get it done.
Dude, BYU's solid. Yeah.
But UCF, they look like they were going to have that under control. And then Iowa State just battled back. That was a good game. I enjoyed watching.
I love football.
It's awesome.
I do, too. So, I don't know if you guys noticed, we put our pick sheet out last week. I saw a couple comments about this game's been moved here, this game's been moved here. The schedule is changing a lot this year. And as these high schools get water back, we could see games move to different locations. So,
it's true.
It's wild right now. I know Reynolds just released a new comeback schedule.
Yeah, they're going to host Friday night.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, Reynolds being at home this week that's a big plus.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big plus because I'm going to be excited to be back in the press box again calling the game. That's going to be fun.
You got the general dialed in with you?
Yeah, you got the general up there. We're going to have a grand time.
I mean, what Reynolds did last week without Pat in the booth is, what could they do with Pat in the booth?
I know, right?
Eagle eye, eyes in the sky. Yeah. I mean, if you're dialing something up there, Pat.
Yeah, no, I'm not dialing anything up.
That's worth at least a touchdown. You know, just reach over, tap on that glass that's right next to you, say, hey, you know, we're taking a deep shot here.
Yeah.
Pat Pohl said so.
No. I would like you to hold the pick sheet up during the game just so that you ensure that they cover.
Indeed. Yeah.
I like a late cover, backdoor cover. I mean, any sort of cover is good.
They will pay me no attention. In fact, they'll pay me negative
attention. How cool. So. How cool is it, though, that Reynolds dominated that game with just the local guys? You know, we didn't need the foreigner to come in to win and just Max just handle business.
Yeah, I tell you, Max, you know, I think Mike articulated it well last week, that Coach Pruitt was saying ACR's got a little different animal now when they've got the ability to have running from Max Guest and now throwing. Your defense has to kind of plan a little bit better, a little bit more. I thought that was a little bit apparent when I watched the game. Obviously, Max is a runner. He's learning how to do the passing thing, and there's going to be some ironing out there. But, you know, people do have to pay attention to that for sure.
Yeah. Hey, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the picks for last week. How about Carson under 500 again?
That's nothing new.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
That is nothing. That's the only thing that has been consistent this year.
Mike, Pat, Lewis, 4-3. The young guys, Derek and Carson, 3-4.
When I saw the picks.
Is there a change at the leaderboard?
There is now a tie at the top between Derek and Lewis, 30-23. I'm in third, 27-25. Pat's hot on my heels at 26-26.
And then he's like right behind you.
Yeah. Then there's Carson, 22-31.
I you could, yeah. I mean, If you flip mine, I would be in first place.
That's true. Tuscola burned me twice last week.
Yeah. When I looked at the pick sheet and I saw that Carson and I had several of the same picks.
You were worried, weren't you?
I got immediately worried. I knew it was going to be a bad week for me. But, you know, hopefully.
Who's the only one that got Tuscola right?
You got one Tuscola right.
By half a point. But that does count, Lewis. That does count. I'll give you credit.
That's right.
What is it you say about great teams? Because Tuscola covered twice last week.
I mean, Tuscola was such a great team. They were above great. I don't know what's above. They were Reynolds good.
Elite.
They were, yeah, elite.
All right. Well.
Who's their quarterback?
Jet.
That'd be Jet Bartley.
Jet Bartley, yeah.
But oh, yeah.
He did not have a great game. We'll get into that.
He did not have
so
a great
game. So let's talk real quick about our rankings. We got the ACT top 10. That's the Asheville Citizen Times. Number one, Mount Heritage. I think that's pretty safe. Irwin has moved up to number two. Number three, Franklin, undefeated in the Mountain Seven. Four is Murphy. Five, Brevard. Six, Asheville. Seven, Mitchell. Eight, West Henderson. Nine, Reynolds. 10, Pisgah. Last week, or last time they put the power rankings out, Asheville School was seven. I reached out for a comment from the ACT. They did not reply as to what happened to Asheville School. They just took them off the board. So
gone.
Gone. Wow. Not in the top 10.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I messaged them, hey, why'd you take Asheville School out? They didn't lose a game. They play this week. So no response. Not a surprise. The high school overtime, the 828 rankings, you know, we've talked about they cover a little bigger area. We got Hickory, Watauga, Mount Heritage, Irwin, Franklin, Asheville School, TC, Asheville High, Reynolds, and Brevard. And then we have the poll. Let's be honest. It's the poll that matters the most other than Pat.
It's the poll that everybody's talking about. And I'm not talking Pat poll.
No. No. It's the Derek's Dirty Dozen Top 10.
But people do know me. I'm kind of. Yeah.
Pat is famous. Pat is famous, everybody. That's how he got his money.
All right, Derek, give us your top 10.
But yeah, so, you know, we had a team dropout from the last time that we had it. Pisgah is no longer in Derek's Dirty Dozen top 10 poll of the week. Pisgah dropped out. Sliding in at number 10 is going to be a Western Highlands opponent for Owen. It's going to be the Mitchell Mountaineers sitting there at 5-1.
Oof.
Good school. Coach Pittman does a great job. They're always title contenders, and they play Mountain Heritage. We'll contest them for that top spot in the Western Highlands. At number nine, I've got Asheville School. You know, they did drop. I had them at seven last week. They go down two spots to nine.
They do still have a football
team. They've still got one, you know, but they did take a month off there, and it is what it is. So they're going to drop. The two teams that jumped them, they did play in the last 2 weeks. So we'll get to those guys. One of them is going to be West Henderson. You know, a huge win for them on the road at Pisgah. Well, at Bethel, at Pisgah. But
in the cow pasture.
Well, it's turf now.
Is it really?
It's turf.
Yes.
It's turf.
Wow. It's turf now. I saw that on the news. Holy on the clip, crap. And I was like, wow, that must be nice. Because the last time I was over there, we had to warm up behind the visitor sideline.
Yep.
And I swear I stepped in cow poop.
Yeah.
Swear.
Yeah.
It awful. Actually.
Yeah. We were at that game, Derek. Yeah, oh, yeah, we were both there.
That's right. It was hell on earth. But, you know, it's turf now, and hopefully, you know, they can get
and
back
the, to. And the concession stand has been redone as well now.
Wow. Wow. So a lot of money coming into the
hopefully pit. They have more than one bathroom.
Yes. I imagine they do now.
And coming in at number six, I've got Robertson. You know, they have the tough loss against Irwin last week. They're sitting there at 3-2. They dropped three spots. And then right above them, and you know, this was a game that was supposed to be played at the end of the year, but with the hurricane and things, that game got bumped. I'd love to see it to see who's the better of the two. But I've got the surprise team in Western North Carolina of Franklin sitting there at 6-0. They're at number five in the poll. Number four, I've got Asheville. 3-1, you know, big showing out of their offense on Friday night. Meek slung it around to the Ray kid, and he was just difficult to cover for anybody. You know, despite his stature, that dude's a little water bug, and he can get open in a phone booth. At number three, the best 3-3 team in the state is going to be AC Reynolds. They're at number three. Number two, Irwin. Huge win for them, you know, answered a lot of questions, you know, holding that Robertson offense to 21 points. That's a big thing for them. And that offense is just deadly, like Mike was talking about earlier. They're sitting at number two. And the only team to beat the Irwin Warriors is the consensus number one in Western North Carolina right now, and that's the Mount Heritage Cougars.
It seems like Mike might have influenced this.
Mike.
Was this Mike's Dirty Dozen or Derek's Dirty Dozen?
This is Derek's Dirty Dozen. I did run it by Mike. I said, Mike, let's hear your thoughts. And
I like it. I like it. Not bad.
I like it as well. I don't know why you. I don't know why you think I influenced it.
But as we all know, you know, this is the poll that matters. This is the one that everyone looks to. Obviously, I'm being very sarcastic there, but I would say that it's more of a power ranking as opposed to a poll, as Josh Pate would say. Isn't that right, Carson?
That
it's
is
more of a,
right.
a power
Pate
ranking
State.
As opposed to a poll.
Yep.
That is correct, 100%. If you don't know it, look it up.
Well, let's get into last week's games. What do you think?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So we'll start off with the early game, Franklin at Tuscola. Franklin, a 17.5-point favorite. Franklin does get the win, 35-21. Tuscola covers. The only person to get this one right, Lewis.
We got That's this right. game wrong, and it was happening during the podcast.
I know. So for Franklin,
you know what?
Wait a minute, do you remember when I looked it up and Franklin was up 14-0? I'm like, oh, I'm screwed.
But you know what that shows, fellas? That shows our integrity that we're not going to go back and change.
No, there's no tampering here.
No,
this is
straight,
authentic,
straight off the top of the dome. Our thoughts. You want them? You got them.
They don't want them.
They don't want them. Oh, man.
So for Franklin, the quarterback, Anderson Terrell, was 15 of 26 for 260 yards and two touchdowns. He also rushed it seven times for 26 yards and two touchdowns. Running back, Addix Sutton, was 13 carries and 98 yards and a touchdown. And Braden Hervey led the way with five tackles. For Tuscola, Jet Bartley, 17 of 31 for 222, two touchdowns and two interceptions. As a team, they only rushed for 31 yards. Mm. Hard to get people open when you can't run the ball. Wide receiver Isaiah Hyatt had five catches for 119 yards and a touchdown, and Ty Walker led the way with 11 tackles. Franklin remains undefeated.
I'm telling you, boys, the Franklin Panthers are the real deal. They're doing things down there that are, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So next up, probably one of the games of the week, Irwin at TC.
Indeed.
TC a 3.5-point favorite, but Irwin comes away with the win, 26-21. Carson, Pat, Mike, get this one correct. As of this afternoon, there were no stats. But I can tell you that Irwin's offense, they were their own worst enemy early on. I'm talking drop passes by their best receivers. And I'm dumb penalties. And a lot of it, I think, is, you know, they hadn't played in a couple weeks. You know, it'd been 3 weeks since they played football. Yep. And, you know, everything's timing with that offense. TC came out and ran it at them. Irwin should have been up 14-0 early. But it ends up, it's 7-7. Irwin puts a drive together, goes up 14-7. And, you know, the rest is history. It was really close. Decided by an onside kick late that TC recovers. But Irwin's defense able to hold. I do want to tell you about one story. So it's fourth down. It's about TC's 40. Irwin has the ball. They're going for it. Fourth down. Quarterback drops back. There's some pressure. I have to tell you, Irwin's offensive line, they are big. They are big, and they're good. He steps forward, and he does get some pressure. I mean, it doesn't – I mean, they hit him. They don't tackle him, but there is some contact. He takes another step forward, hits a wide-open receiver on about the 20-yard line, maybe 25-yard line on the right. He's probably going to a minimum the 5-yard line. Referee blows the whistle and says the quarterback was down. He was never even wrapped up. I thought Coach Brewitt was going to lose his mind.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I mean, that's a – my goodness.
When you were telling me about this and you said – I mean, the people – you were on the Irwin side, right?
I was.
A go figure. But I'm just kidding. I set you up for that
one. He's probably on the sideline.
The Coach Pruitt definitely put you on the pass list.
It was free to get in.
Okay. But the Irwin fans and stands, that had to have been something to a sight to see, right?
Yeah, they were going nuts.
Yeah,
I would have been too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
now
bad.
Now, Mike, you've talked about Irwin's offense. How did their defense look, especially their run defense?
Well, I mean, they held TC to 21, so that says something. It wasn't fantastic. It was more of a bend and sometimes not break. You know, you don't see the option very often. So for them to be able to hold them 21, I thought they did pretty well. I'd like to know how many yards they gave up. TC tried to throw the ball in some situations that there were some situations where they tried to throw the ball, and they threw some interceptions and some batted down passes. I know they don't throw the ball a lot, and it was obvious.
Yeah, and when Irwin gets up on them, you know, that forces Robertson to do some things that they're not comfortable with. And, you know, that can snowball on Robertson too. So look for that to potentially happen down the road should they get behind.
And Robertson's got another tough one this week. So we'll see. We'll see how good Robertson
you just,
is.
You just kept saying that, like, just – you kept saying the word fun. Like, Irwin offense fun to watch. Is just fun to watch.
It's 1-2. So snap the ball, 1-2, out. 1-2, out. I mean – they're just getting rid of it, you know, real fast.
Yeah, and those offensive linemen typically, you know, in old Irwin, dating back to, you know, when Coach Sexton was there, those offensive linemen were huge, and they were foot to foot. And they're going to make you beat you rushing off the edge because you can't split those big guys up the middle. And, you know, by the time you get to them off the edge, the ball's gone. Yep. And, you know, what are you going to do?
Irwin has an offensive tackle, and I apologize. I didn't look up his name today. He's probably 6'3", 6'4". He looks like a college offensive lineman. I mean, he's a big dude. So
he looks like Pat?
Indeed.
Not exactly. So next up, we had Tuscola in their second game of the week as they took on West Henderson. West Henderson, a 7.5-point favorite. None of us got this right as West Henderson wins 20-17. In overtime, Jet Bartley, 5 of 24 for 43 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Ty Walker had 12 carries for 62 yards, and Walker Bolden led the way for Tuscola with 15 tackles. For West Henderson, Cade Young was 12 of 16 for 91 yards and a touchdown. He also caught a touchdown pass. Zane McCraw, 16 carries for 51 yards. He also threw a touchdown pass. I'm guessing there might have been a trick play there. And Tyler Nash had 11 tackles. So West Henderson stays undefeated in the conference, and Tuscola loses two in a row.
Huge for West bouncing back after a tough non-conference.
And to me, it's just, I mean, we were all on the side of like two games in 1 week. We're like, it's going to be a blowout. And Tuscola's obviously gritty and tough. I mean, I did not think they would be able to bounce back. And do we know, are there any other – I mean, I think this week we've got a team that's got two games, but do we know of any other – like, are there any MAC teams that are ever going to have to play two? Looking at the schedule, I don't believe so, right?
No.
Okay.
MAC's just playing Fridays.
I doubt that, yeah.
Mountain 7 is one team a week so far has played two games. Okay. Like, East has two games this week.
I think the MAC opted to drop a game. As opposed to –
yeah, because we talked about Irwin doesn't play Asheville. Yeah, that's disappointing. But
yeah,
that's okay.
I think it's just for the – because it's a
3A,
split,
4A. 3A, 4A. Yeah, they're all 3A, so maybe they want to play the Mountain 7.
Right,
they're all
right,
3A.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have much rather seen a Reynolds a Asheville-Irwin game than a Reynolds-Inca, but I know those are both 3A, and you've got to play that game. I understand.
So next up, North Henderson traveled to Pisgah. Pisgah the favorite here. Carson Lewis, Derek might get this one right as Pisgah wins 28-6. Aaron Clark led the way for Pisgah. He was 16 of 26, 156 yards and two touchdowns. He also rushed 11 times for 54 yards and a touchdown. And Landon Pope had 45 yards and a touchdown. Pisgah continues to roll here in conference. North Henderson, no stats. They're now 0-3 in the conference after having a good year last year. So, exciting stuff.
Indeed.
Next up, a real close one. Smoky Mountain was a 29.5-point favorite playing East Henderson. East Henderson heads over to Smoky Mountain, and Smoky gets the win 53-6.
Oof.
Aiden Johnson led the way for Smoky. 15 carries, 253 yards, and two touchdowns. Guys, that's 17 yards a carry. 17.
That's pretty good. That's like that guy from Boise State.
That's
pretty good.
Gentry.
Genty. Yeah. That's video game numbers.
As a team, Smoky Mountain rushed for 618 yards.
That's a lot of yards.
In one game.
And in a lot of those blowouts, you know, you don't see the big yardage because the field of starting position is so lopsided. But to put up that many yards is unheard of. That's kudos to them.
Yeah. So next up, a MAC battle. Asheville traveled down to McDowell to play. Asheville, a 37.5-point favorite. Carson was convinced Asheville would not cover. He was wrong. Asheville wins 56-14. Meek Slidell was 7 of 11 for 121 yards and 4 touchdowns. Kane Plummer had 8 carries for 165 yards and a touchdown, and Haynes led the way with 7 tackles, an interception, and 3 pass deflections. For McDowell, Danny Brown was their offense. He was 8 of 19 for 116 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and he rushed it 14 times for 64 yards.
Hope that guy doesn't go down.
Yeah.
Man.
Asheville Ed Reynolds got some easy comebacks. I mean, you get to come back and play one of the lesser teams. You're not Irwin TC. I mean, they had to come back to a tough game.
Here it is, yeah.
So, Cord, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I didn't pick you. I just thought McDowell could kind of hang in there after the.
Yeah, Carson and Lewis got this one incorrect. I'm sorry, Carson and Derek got this one incorrect. You're sitting in Lewis's seat, though.
That's right. That's right. And I wasn't here last week, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were convinced Asheville wouldn't cover.
I got misinformation.
We even got a text the next day. Asheville not covering is the right pick.
Yeah.
How are you going to blame the coaches, Carson?
That is nothing to do with coaches. We heard from all sorts of people in Western North Carolina how tough, like, you know, how tired, how fatigued athletes were. They were just coming back. I mean, hell, they just took 3 weeks off, and now it's like, hey, you got a week of practice. Let's play. So
I feel like they're recharged now. They've healed.
Jesus, Lewis.
They're ready to go.
I like it.
Yeah, they're healthy.
I like it. Hell, so that's the case. Owen's going to be extra recharged this week.
And Kreiskel.
Absolutely.
And Kreiskel. Absolutely. So is it Owen money line?
100%. Let's go. I wish.
So the last game of the weekend, we had Reynolds traveling to Inca.
At North Buncombe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Reynolds playing Inca at North Buncombe.
Yeah, I think I made that mistake earlier in the beginning of the show saying that Reynolds was playing North Buncombe. They were playing at North Buncombe against Inca.
Yeah, so we lowered the spread. That was my mistake. I apologize. Reynolds, we had it a 28.5-point favorite, and Reynolds wins 48-0.
Whoever, yeah, I mean, what was the original line?
It would have been in the 40s, probably 42.
42.
Yeah.
No. So they would have still covered. Still,
yeah, it wouldn't have mattered either way. Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah. No. So everybody got this one right, but Lewis. So the surprise, we talked about Hemrick, the quarterback, leaving for Crest. Who was going to be the quarterback? And we kind of speculated it might be Max Guest. Well, it was Max Guest. Max was 9 of 15 through the air, guys, for 218 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and he rushed it 12 times for 99 yards. Pat, they wouldn't give him one more yard?
I mean,
he couldn't get 100?
The magic number here is I know they're listening because they will not give him more than 12 carries. I don't give a shit. They will not give him more than 12 carries.
I think probably a lot of
Pat,
time
for real.
It was up to him.
Well, it was an interesting game to watch because, you know, there was a lot of speculation. What's Reynolds going to do without a quarterback, without Hamrick up there? Who are they going to have back there? If they do put Max back there, what does that look like? You know, I mean, can he throw the ball? Who knows? You know, turned out, you know, when you watch the game, you would think the first play that Reynolds would get on offense would be obviously a snap to Max and some sort of a run and he'd be off to the races. No, it was a pass. Now, I don't remember if it was
completed pass. Yes, it was a completed pass.
Yeah. Well, then he slings one to a dragging tight end in Klepper on a next subsequent pass, and that goes the distance. I mean, Klepper takes off to the house on that one.
I love it. I mean, you know, just right when you think, right when you count them out, it's like, oh, here's Reynolds. Reynolds is still 48 points better than Inca.
You think if you're going to go to the air, though,
so
you're
going to
what? Go ahead, Lewis.
What was Inca just like lined in there, like 8 men in the box, not really covering the pass or what?
Oh, no, they were, I mean, they were playing, doing their best to get the defense in there and get penetration in there. But I think they had to sit there and analyze like the rest of us. What is this going to look like? Is this going to be a great idea or is this going to be a tire fire? You know, what does this look like? And, you know, Max is definitely a runner before a passer, in my opinion. You know, he's obviously a great athlete and he'll figure it out. But he did a great job passing through the air. couple of the passes float a little bit. I think he had one interception. Maybe was it one or two?
Max
I think.
Prep said one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a couple things in there. But, I mean, overall, I think Coach Pruitt had it right when he said, now you've got to worry about two threats out of Max. And I think that's true. I think you got to worry about that.
Is Reynolds better off? That's the word on 100%. That's the word on the street.
100%.
Well,
we were hearing rumors before about how the old quarterback disrespected linemen, other people, coaches. I mean, now they just have the mountain guys in there, the hometown guys, and now they're gelling.
So also, Ty Patterson had eight carries for 77 yards and a touchdown, and Trey Keeter had four receptions for 86. So evidently, Reynolds looked pretty good. It seems like. I'm convinced as well that this may be better for Reynolds. I mean, you have your best player getting the ball on every play.
We'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
You're gonna the thing you noticed on the game is that the Reynolds defensive line gave Enka all kinds of fits. They couldn't get anything going. There's always penetration in the backfield, and I think Enka struggled to get any type of a first down. I'm not sure they did until the second stringers got in there a little bit, but that's not going to necessarily be the case. This next week when they're facing that triple option at TC, and then you're going to see potentially a test at that second and third level. So I'll be eager to see what happens with that. Cause you know, Ren's lost Cavalli Montgomery to Ardrey Kell and all this, and you know, he's no easy shoes to fill for sure. So that'll be interesting. And yeah. Then, you know,
some people already know what's going to happen at TC.
Well, TC's, you know, they're going to have the same, you know, they're going to have the same view that Enka did. They're gonna have to figure out what to do with Max.
At least they got a week of tape to watch. They got a week of tape to watch.
That's for sure.
And I think Robertson and Enka probably shouldn't be in the same sentence as far as football teams.
So
that's correct.
Carson, you want to give our player of the week?
Yeah. So our player of the week is we just hit on him. Max Guest. It's never easy moving positions, but to have success like he did, even though it was against Enka, I don't think anybody would have thought that he had over 200 passing yards, but he was 9 for 15, 218 passing yards, one touchdown, 12 carries. That's the magic number, 99 yards and three touchdowns. So Max was accounted for a lot of offense for that Reynolds team.
So after last week, here's your conference standings in the Mountain 7. Franklin 3-0, West 3-0. That's going to be a good matchup this week. Pisgah 2-1, Smoky 1-1, Tuscola 1-2 after a tough week. North Henderson and East Henderson have yet to get in the win column. In the MAC, Irwin 2-0, Reynolds 2-0, Asheville 1-0, TC 1-1, North Buncombe, Enka, and McDowell have yet to pick up a win. So I think in both conferences, you got a pretty big gap between the top and the bottom.
For sure. I think the Mountain 7 may be one team deeper. But, you know, like Mike said, you know, the huge gap between the top and the bottom.
So let's talk about this week. You guys ready for another week of football?
I am.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's start right here. We'll start with the private school stuff. Metrolina. 1-0, 5-3 overall, heading to Arden to take on Christ School, who's 0-1, 1-4. Christ School, a 9.5-point favorite. Christ School's lost 4 in a row, and they haven't played in a month. Metrolina, they score 31 a game, and they give up 26. They're led by their running back, Jeremy Williams. He rushes for 128 yards a game, and he has 15 touchdowns on the year. As a team, they rush for 233 yards a game. They're going to line up and run it right at you. That's what they want to do. So, Carson, who do you think wins? Do you think Christ School covers?
I think Christ School could win, but due to some, you know, Metrolina being in, they're Charlotte-based, they've not had any hiccups in their schedule. They've been practicing, playing. They've not taken 3 weeks off. I'm going to, you know, I don't know if the Simmons report accounted for this while the spread was being created. I'm going to take the 9.5. I will be pulling for Christ School. I think that Christ School can win the game. I think Christ School is going to try and run it back at them. I mean, I think both teams, this should be a fairly quick game as far as a lot of clock moving. It's going to be who makes the mistake, who gets the good field position. But I am hopeful. Those Christ School kids have been through a lot. So I'm hopeful they can get the win and get a home playoff game.
And not only first game back, also senior night.
Yes.
Pat?
So, Mike, what I think is going to happen is Christ School is itching because, to your point, they've been, you know, idle for a month, And I think Luke Anderson, he's going to grab those offensive linemen. They're going to turn and face Metrolina, and they're going to flex on them really hard. It's just going to be on, and it's going to be, you know, 3 yards of dirt and a cloud of dust. It's going to be fantastic.
Derek?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Pat here. I think Christ School's size up front is going to be the winning edge for them. I think they win big coming back, get kind of right the ship a little bit. Maybe the time off allowed for some of their depth issues to those guys get rested, ready to go. It's week one, fresh start. Give me Christ School big on Friday night.
Lewis.
I'm going to – I mean, anytime Pat says flex with someone hard, I think he knows some things. So I'm going to pick Christ School here. But also, I mean, I think like what a lot of people said, like people from the mountains may be a little bit tougher now. And I think these guys are going to handle some down east teams over the next few months.
Well, what I like is what I think I just did. I think I ensured that Christ School blows them out because I'm the only one – unless Mike's going to give his pick, but I have a feeling I know which way he's leaning, but you go for it, Mike.
I was probably going to pick Metrolina till Carson picked him, and you know how he picks. No, I'm just kidding. That was Christ School all the way. Christ School here. I think they get the win and cover. Senior night, they're going to come out and play hard. So next up we have Owen coming back. This is their first week back. They're 0-1, 0-5 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Taking on Mitchell. Mitchell 5-1, 2-0. Mitchell's won 5 in a row since they lost to Charlotte Latin first week. Mitchell's led by their quarterback. He throws it for 174 yards a game. He has 9 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And running back Kaj Pittman, 77 yards a game and 6 touchdowns. As a team, Mitchell rushes for 213 yards a game. Mitchell is a 43.5-point favorite. Derek, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a bad week to be a war horse. I think Mitchell rolls on Friday night.
I also think Mitchell covers by more than 43.5. I think they win by – I think they got the running clock, and I think Mitchell wins this one real easy. Listen, I'm pulling for the war horses. Carson?
We don't need your sympathy.
I'm going to go with Owen. I got Owen covering and keeping it within 43 points.
Pat?
I'm going to follow Carson's suit. I think the boys over there at Owen, I think it will be a tough night to Derek's point, unfortunately, Lewis. But I do think that Owen's just going to keep it within the 43.5.
Lewis?
Listen, Owen's defense has been doing a little bit of things this year. I mean, they've been stepping up in times when they need to. I think they're definitely going to keep it within the margin of 43 or whatever it is. But I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I agree on that, but Owen is going to cover here.
So Owen only giving up 24 a game.
I know. Owen's defense has been playing well. We've been struggling on offense a little bit. But, yeah, I think, I mean, 40-plus points, it's not going to happen.
Okay. So next up we have Pisgah at East. Pisgah 5-2 overall. East 3-4, 0-3 in the conference. Pisgah, 35.5-point favorite. East Henderson has put no stats in, but in conference, they're scoring 7 and giving up 46, while Pisgah's 28-15. Pisgah, of course, led by Aaron Clark and Landon Pope. Lewis, who do you think wins this one? Do you think East covers the 35?
They do not. I've personally watched East play, and they will not cover that.
And that's tonight. They're actually playing tonight.
That's the Lewis guarantee. I've watched them play, and they will not cover.
All right, Carson, what do you think?
I got Pisgah as well.
Pat?
Pisgah.
I also think Pisgah. Derek?
Give me the Bears.
All right, that's a guarantee cover for East. East second game of the week. They play North Henderson. North Henderson also winless in conference, 2-4. North Henderson's lost 3 in a row. And in conference, they're only scoring 8 and giving up 31. North Henderson, a 17.5-point favorite. Pat?
So, I think I'm going to stick with East on this one.
So, you think East covers?
I do.
So, here's my thoughts. East, a thin team. 2 weeks in a row, I think North covers. I think North wins and covers. Derek?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think two games in 1 week for East Henderson is that's a recipe for disaster and a recipe for success for North Henderson. I think North Henderson wins by at least 3 touchdowns on Friday.
Lewis?
I'm also going to go North. I mean, they're going to get pummeled by Pisgah, and then East is not going to recover well. Like you said, they're super thin. Yeah, definitely North.
Carson?
North Henderson rolls. I'm not going to pick East Henderson on the back end of a doubleheader.
So here's what could be the game of the week. West Henderson, 3-0 in the conference, 5-2 overall, taking on Franklin, 3-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall. Franklin beat Tuscola 35-21, while Tuscola beat them in overtime 20-17. Franklin, a 13.5-point favorite. In conference, Franklin's beating them bad, 43-12. They're, of course, led by their quarterback, Anderson Terrell, who throws it for 119 yards a game. West has won 3 in a row after a two-game losing streak. Their scores are very, very close to the same, 20-13, 20-17, and 27-24. So you can count on about 20 to 25 points out of them. They're led by Cade Young, who throws it for 135 yards a game, 8 touchdowns, but also 6 interceptions, guys. Zane McGraw rushing for 152 yards a game and 11 touchdowns on the year. As a team, they rush it for 235 yards a game. Derek?
Yeah, the Pit is different than anywhere else on Friday night. And for those unfamiliar, the Pit is where Franklin is. And teams just don't go down into Franklin and win, much less cover. Or cover, much less win. I like Franklin big.
Lewis?
Listen, when the real football guru speaks, unlike Carson, when Derek says that Franklin's going to win, I mean, undoubtedly they're going to do it.
Thank you, Lewis.
Pat?
Yes, I have to go with Franklin here. I think they're going to get it done.
Carson?
I'm going to go with Wes Anderson. That's a no-brainer.
I was thinking West till you said it. Now I'm thinking maybe Franklin.
Let me pick up one. I need all the games I can get.
Listen, West keeps...
You need to pick up 30.
This is how Vegas makes the line. They set it at 13.5. And it looks at it, it's like, oh, they'll definitely win by 2 touchdowns. It's not set at 14.5. It's 13.5.
West keeps games close. When's the last
time West Henderson has been blown out?
I'm taking West as well.
Hell yeah, Mike.
I'm taking
Come
West.
Come on.
Yes.
Okay.
So, if you want to lose like Carson, go ahead and pick that.
So next up, Smoky Mountain, 1-1 in the conference, 3-3 overall. They're led by Aiden Johnson. He rushes for over 200 yards a game. They're traveling to Tuscola. Tuscola had a tough week, 1-2 in the conference, 4-3 overall. They've lost 2 in a row, and they're giving up 106 yards a game on the ground. Tuscola is a 6.5-point favorite. Carson, who wins?
I think Smoky Mountain continues that momentum. Tuscola had 2 probably emotional games last week because they were both relatively close. I think Smoky goes over there. I think Smoky has a chance to win this game outright. So
I'm not letting Tuscola burn me for the third time in a row. I'm taking Tuscola.
I like it.
Derek?
You said you're not letting Tuscola burn?
No, they covered
faded them twice last week. And
they won.
And so now you're going to take
I'm taking Tuscola.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You got to keep the streak going. When Tuscola is hot on a cover, you ride them, boys. And I'm going Tuscola to cover the 6.5.
Lewis?
I will also pick Tuscola. I mean, they proved a lot last week with their bounce back game, you know, just 3 days later. So I think they can get it done this week.
Yeah, echo. I'm all in with Tuscola. Let's go. Let's roll.
Is that another one where Carson's the lone rider?
Are you the only one who picked Smoky Mountain?
Yeah, this could get real ugly fast. Yeah. This could get out of hand.
You could could be a genius.
Take the lead. I would need 6 weeks of this.
So next up, Asheville's got a little bit easier game this week. They have North Buncombe coming over to play. Asheville, a 43.5-point favorite. Carson, I'll let you start on this one. Does Asheville win by more than 44?
Who does Asheville have the following week? Do we know that?
Yes. They have Reynolds.
Yeah, it's ACR.
I think there's just enough look ahead to where I think Asheville wins this game by 37 to 43. I don't see it getting to 44. I'm going to go with North Buncombe and the Blackhawks. This will absolutely, let me be clear, this will be a blowout. But I just, I don't know if Asheville's going to want to put everything on the film that they need to. So I'm going to go with North Buncombe.
Pat?
Asheville rolls I this like game. And I hope they do. Get it done.
I hope they do.
I think the Court Radford's going to turn those guys loose, and they're gonna make their statement known.
Lewis?
I'm also going to pick Asheville. I've seen North Buncombe play. I don't think North Buncombe has the athletes Asheville has. They're going to steamroll these guys and, you know, just represent, you know, the upcoming Reynolds coach.
Derek?
Yeah, this is
Wait, what? The upcoming Reynolds coach. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Radford, right?
Okay, all right.
Y'all are wanting me to change my pick.
Go ahead, Derek.
Lewis is just throwing out hot takes in the middle of the session.
From Florida.
That's what happens when you're on vacation. When you're on vacation, this is what happens, all right?
The mind is clear, and you're just letting it rip. I love it.
Let me just tell you, I'm in the hot tub. I watched the sunset right here. It just helps you figure out what's going on.
That's right. Clear mind, full heart, can't lose.
It helps you figure out what's going on.
But
what is going on, Lewis?
Let's not get into that.
Yeah, right? We don't need to know. TMI, all right. Here we go.
But yeah, Lewis said it best. You know, this is a game of athletes, and Asheville is far superior in the athlete department, and it's going to get ugly and get ugly quick.
Is it too late to change my pick?
Yes. I want to first apologize to all the Asheville coaches that Carson doesn't believe in him. He has no belief that the Asheville coaches can get it done.
What did he say last year every week? That's my boys. I got their back.
He won't even pick them. I am definitely taking Asheville to cover. They win by more than 43.5. God, Carson. All right. Two left. We got McDowell. 2-3 overall heading to Irwin. Irwin is a 42.5-point favorite. Irwin's got McDowell this week, North Buncombe next week, and then Reynolds. So the schedule sets up favorably for them. In conference, they're scoring 41 while giving up 17. Lewis, who do you think wins this one?
I'm going to pick McDowell.
To cover, not to win, right?
No, just to cover. McDowell's going to cover. They're not going to win.
Okay. All right. Derek?
Yeah, give me the lefty to sling it for about 3 or 4 touchdowns on Friday night, and Irwin's going to win big. They'll run and clock the big Titans down in McDowell County.
Pat?
Yeah, Irwin, they're going to get this done. I was thinking on your comments about last week's game where Irwin was their own worst enemy early on, but this was kind of their first game back after all the storm and stuff, and I think that a lot of that's going to get ironed out, and I think Irwin will be clicking on offense. You know, McDowell may get a touchdown or two out of the game, but at the end of the day, Derek's right. It's going to be a running clock.
Yeah, I also think Irwin wins big here. I'm taking Irwin. I think their offense will just be way too much. And, I mean, look at what Asheville did to them last week. It's going to be very similar. Carson?
Yeah, I'm going to go with
McDowell. What everyone else did. Come on.
No, I'm going to go with Irwin. Yeah. I do think Irwin rolls. If Asheville can put 56 on them, I'm trying to think of the number that I think Irwin can get to, and it's like I could see them getting to the high 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of
how much time they have on the clock.
As long as McDowell scores.
Yeah, because I think McDowell could get to 21 points on. I think McDowell, if they got 2 touchdowns on Asheville, I think there's in the realm of possibility they get, you know, they could be in the 20 points, but I don't think there's a shadow of a doubt that Irwin gets the 60 points.
So next up could also be considered the game of the week. Robertson heads over to Reynolds, and this is played at Reynolds, right, Pat?
Indeed, at Reynolds.
So Robertson 3-2. They're 3-1 in their last 4. Reynolds 3-3, 2-0 in the conference. Their next 3 games, guys: TC, Asheville, Irwin. So they got the 3 toughest games left in the conference. Can their D step up and stop the run against Reynolds? Reynolds lost to Watauga 48-21, while TC lost 14-0. Carson, does that tell you that TC is going to win this game?
No. Reynolds rolls.
Reynolds is a 4.5-point favorite.
Reynolds rolls.
You think they win in here?
I think they win, yeah. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
Lewis?
You know, I'm glad Reynolds got a little warm-up game against Inca, but I still think, like I say in all year, TC is going to win this game.
They're going to win the conference, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Derek?
Yeah, I think, you know, now that Reynolds has established who the quarterback is, you know, I think they have a real chance to be super creative and throw a lot of things at people that maybe they can't prepare for. The offense is going to open up. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be run heavy. But, you know, Max can take the top off at any time. If he can throw it sideline to sideline semi-well, he'll make them bleed. And I like Reynolds big Friday night.
Even when Reynolds had Rico at quarterback, who let's be honest, special athlete.
No, yeah.
I mean, he's an NFL guy.
Yeah.
He was not fantastic at throwing the football.
No, he could not throw. But
you also couldn't tackle him in the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, you could call four verts. That was our best play, was call four verts, drop back, and let Rico run. I mean, it was. And, you know, it's easy to call when you got an athlete sitting back there. I will say, you know, Max and Rico are a little bit different. Right. There's a little bit of more of an elusiveness to Rico that Max is more of a downhill type, power type runner. But, you know, I mean, I think they can still be as creative and as, you know, they can run their offense without a true quarterback per se.
They now have a guy who's been in the system for several years. Mm-hmm. He understands the system. He understands what they're trying to do. And I think Reynolds goes on a roll here. They're going to probably lose their last game to Irwin, but I think they win this one.
Hot takes tonight, boys. Hot takes.
Wow.
That should be the title of this one, is Hot Takes.
How much is Coach Pruitt paying you over there?
I'm just telling you, go watch a play and you'll think the same way. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, obviously, I think that Reynolds is going to get the win here. But I think it's something that we've been talking about a little bit. I think you've got a new culture forming here over at the Reynolds team. And I think it can...
Community.
It's good. Obviously, the community, with what they've endured as a community, clearly not just the football team, but that whole area. But, you know, my concern a little bit still exists with the defense. But you think about that defense, they're going to basically run through a wall, I think, at this point for Coach Craig, for all that. You know, I think they're going to show up. Those front four were solid against Inca. They're going to get tested by the triple option. But I don't think TC has really too much of a passing game to threaten downfield. So if they can't get that running game going against the Reynolds front line, it's going to be a long day for TC. If Max can obviously get going with the run, get Tyven Patterson involved. Like I mentioned last week, he got Klepper going at that tight end spot. Klepper really showed out. Keeter, obviously a phenomenal athlete. I mean, there's just so many weapons. It'll be neat to see if he can get them all unleashed. And
the other piece is, if they score, they get up a couple touchdowns, TC is not a come-from-behind team.
Yeah.
So right. Are you picking Reynolds to cover?
I'm picking Reynolds to win outright, cover,
perfect,
do it all.
The thing to watch this week, the offensive line of Reynolds, like, can they handle the athleticism of TC?
Yeah, well, that's...
Against Inca, I think they had no problem. That's fine. But against TC, it's going to be a different beast up front. And Max is going to be pressured more. Does he throw a couple more picks? We'll see what happens, right?
Well, that's a good point. I think you certainly have the question with the offensive line that's existed since the beginning. Nothing's really changed there. But I think, Lewis, the other thing that's different was the fact that now Max is either going to run it or pass it. So can those defensive linemen come with their ears pinned, or do they kind of have to sit there for a second and figure out what the heck he's going to do? So I think that
might
be an advantage.
Right, and the other thing that could Right, exactly. The other thing that could happen is, hey, they do get pressure on Max. He squirts out and then runs for 70 yards for a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a much more lethal weapon back there as opposed to Hamrick. Because if he takes off, he's gone. He can be gone.
I mean, I had heard Max was playing wide receiver. I mean, a lot of the snaps at Watauga. So, I mean, it's way different than he's getting the ball every time.
And we've been saying for weeks, why isn't he getting the ball more? Well, now he gets it every play.
Yep.
Indeed. So
that's the games. That's the games. How about that, guys?
It's exciting.
So who has the fun question?
I've got to ask you guys. This would be the fun thing, right?
Okay.
So I'm going on vacation on Sunday. I'll be missing the next podcast because I don't think I'm going to be in a state of mind to call in. We're going to go on our very first cruise and checking that out in the Caribbean. You guys, Mike, you've been on a cruise.
I've been on three.
And what about you, Derek?
I have never been on. My wife has been on one, and she, that's what she wants to do for the rest of our vacations is cruise.
Go on a cruise.
And it's because she's a smart woman.
Never been on a cruise.
Lewis has been.
Yep.
So then,
a bunch of them, yeah.
What, as a new cruise person, what do I need to make sure I do on the cruise?
Can I go first?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Number one thing you have to do is get the drink package.
Well, yeah, I got that. Of course.
Okay. The second, or the actual event, you got to go to karaoke on there. It's a blast. I love going to karaoke.
So I also went to karaoke. It's fantastic.
They had something called live band karaoke we saw.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, the other thing, you have to do the piano bar. Especially like 2 a.m., fantastic.
See, I don't think I'll be awake at 2 a.m. See, I'm 54, and that's outside of my realm.
So,
Pat, you're on a cruise.
That's true.
So for me, we enjoy doing things, and this is going to sound maybe a little strange. We enjoy doing trivia, which I think you would enjoy.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
And they had trivia.
Yeah, that's a fun time. A
couple times a day, karaoke, like he said, and then, you know, just relax. Just relaxing, hanging out.
Now, you suggested this was a celebrity cruise, so it's not geared toward kids.
Oh, yeah,
much.
You're on a celebrity. Nice.
Indeed. And
that is an old person cruise. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you. They have like these decks at the top with the smaller swimming pools.
Yeah.
Is that an area you want to kind of hang out, or is that an area you want to avoid?
So I noticed in the celebrity cruise, the pools weren't real full, but listen, I'm not going to get into a pool with a whole bunch of people around. So
why not?
So I enjoy the pool area, and the pool bar is normally my favorite one to hang out.
The pool bar. So, that sounds fun.
Yes.
Carson, awesome. Are you a big pool bar kind of guy?
I on my honeymoon, yes, that was an absolute blast. I've just never been on a cruise before, but I will say, in all exclusive, if the cruise has that makes it so much easier. You don't have to worry about like taking your wallet and how much is that meal going to cost, how much it's just paid for, and you just
nice.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that stuff. So I would recommend that. And all I would say is gamble as much as you possibly can.
See, I'm going to do that. Yeah. There is a casino. I'll be taking advantage of that. Now, there are these shows and events and
go to all the shows.
Do that.
My wife yes. loves
definitely.
The shows.
Definitely. Yeah,
she's all fantastic.
Go to all of them.
I would give you a show.
No, I don't want that show.
Oh, hey, God. Hey.
Yes, definitely go to all the shows. Go anything they have, go. It's so much fun.
Oh, and when you go to dinner, you can order multiples of each selection. So try everything, dude. There's some really good food on there.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, we're running late in the evening. We're going to have to wrap this up. But we enjoy talking to you guys tonight.
Till next week.
Love you guys.